Chapter 12, When the Language Becomes Real. The first time I heard about human and organizational performance, it was from Todd Conklin, and I didn't brush it off, because the way he said it didn't feel like a rebrand. It felt like someone had finally put words to everything I'd been sensing for years, and honestly, that's how a lot of people still treat it, as a rebrand, as a trend, as a softer way to say people make mistakes. But the more I listened, the more I realized HOP wasn't a trend at all. It was a different language entirely. A language that didn't start in the boardroom and didn't begin as a movement. It started with a fracture. Long before I understood HOP, I was looking for a different way to see the world. Not because I was rebellious, but because the rules didn't make sense anymore. I'd seen systems break. I'd watched people fail inside frameworks that promised to keep them safe. And what no one wanted to admit was, it wasn't just the behavior that failed, it was the model. That's what opened the door, not a philosophy, a fracture. Most people trace HOP back to INPO, the Institute of Nuclear Power Operations. They were trying to prevent another Three Mile Island. They needed a new way to understand human error, so they stopped asking who broke the rule and started asking what made the rule breakable. That shift sounds subtle, but it changes everything. Because when you stop looking for fault and start looking for context, you don't just get better safety, you get better systems. Shane Bush helped carry that signal forward into the Department of Energy. He wasn't a philosopher, he was a translator. And what he helped translate was this: human error is normal. Blame fixes nothing. Context drives behavior. Learning is vital. And how leaders respond to failure is everything. Five principles. Simple on the surface, but layered with signal if you know how to listen. That's when I found Todd Conklin, or maybe he found me. Because at the exact moment I was getting tired of repeating systems that didn't work, I heard a voice say, "You're not the problem, the system is." And I stopped in my tracks. Because up until that moment, I was the system. I enforced it, taught it, believed in it, and I was starting to feel the cracks. Todd didn't give me a new rule book. He gave me language. And language is what rewires perception. I started asking different questions. What conditions shape this choice? How is the system reinforcing the very thing it's trying to prevent? What would this look like if I trusted people instead of managing them? And the more I asked, the more I realized, HOP wasn't just a safety model. It was a worldview. People think HOP is soft, but it's the opposite. It's clear. Because it refuses to hide behind blame. It refuses to accept shortcuts that feel good, but solve nothing. And that makes people uncomfortable, especially leaders who've built their careers on performance through pressure. But here's the thing. You can't pressure your way to presence. And presence is what real systems require. I remember a project where HOP made all the difference. A contractor had made a series of poor decisions that led to a near miss. The initial reaction from leadership was textbook. Write him up. Retrain. Document. But I paused the process. I asked to talk with him first. And what he said was this. I knew it wasn't right. But we've skipped that step the last five times. I didn't want to be the guy who slowed everyone down. That's not a compliance issue. That's a cultural signal. And HOP gave me the clarity to see it. We didn't write him up. We restructured the work process. We brought the team in to talk about invisible pressures. And we made a different decision going forward. That's what safety should look like. Not blame. Design. Lamar Palmer once said, "The history of HOP is really just the history of trying to get people to listen again." That stuck with me, because we've built systems that are great at reporting, but terrible at reflection. Great at instruction, but terrible at invitation. And the more we talk at people, the less space they have to show up fully.